meeting, as you would have received it from the notice, it's really for us to, I mean, adopt minutes, all outstanding minutes. First session would look at the adoption of the minutes of the portfolio committee. We'll then, once we're done with that, get to the ones for the subcommittee on the MTTA to formally approve the minutes. We do so for also legal compliance, that minutes were approved such that recommendations or resolutions would have taken. It would mean that they were duly processed by meetings that we would have held. Maybe let me take also the opportunity at this point to just test with members in terms of how to proceed, looking at two issues. One being that there are also many plenaries that members may be interested, as they are expected to be interested, to join them later in the afternoon. But also because we're dealing with quite a number of minutes, that maybe the other thing would be to really say to members that instead of us going line by line in the minutes, members have had an opportunity of going through the minutes, and that we can probably point on the areas where we needed to make corrections in the minutes. But I also want to also maybe throw this to members so that we, once we agree on proceeding, at least we know what we are doing. Is that in the minutes, I'm sure members have gone through them, you would have noticed some grammatical errors, especially from the principle of writing minutes that they are written in the past. So you still find some of those, including just spelling, mistakes that needs to be corrected. If the meeting would agree, I would suggest that indeed, instead of going line by line trying to make the corrections, maybe agree that on this set of minutes, certain members would indicate that there were corrections that they would have liked to submit on the grammar or spelling or whatever you call it. But in terms of the content and the context given, it still reflects the true reflection of deliberations of the meeting. Then in that score, we'll be able to proceed to adopt, but allowing the members to still make those submissions of changing must to would and all that. So that's what I want us to look at before we are confirmed to be correcting, because it would appear that we are almost a quorum now. Just to confirm if members would want us to go that route so that we are able to proceed quicker. Taking it again into account that some of the minutes had already formed part of the report that we have tabled in the National Assembly as part of resolutions or recommendations that were to be considered by the House. So may I just open up for comments on the guidance given, unless members would still want us to go through line by line, which is page by page, like we usually do. But I was just saying, looking at the number of minutes we need to deal with, we just need to drive means to process them quicker. May I just check on that, honorable members, before we get confirmation if we are correcting at this point or not?
Chairperson, we have a quorum. Thank you.
Okay. So we have a quorum. So I've just put it, honorable members. May I just check if you agree to the suggestion, or you would want us to approach differently?
Chair, Mackenzie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Honourable Mackenzie.
Thank you, Chair. Can I speak?
Yes, you can.
Good afternoon, Chair and colleagues. Firstly, my apologies for joining late. That was not acceptable. I do apologise for that. Could I ask just a clarity-seeking question? Because I arrived late.
Honourable Kubeka, if you can mute. Thank you. Yes, Honourable Kim.
Thank you, Chair. Because I arrived late, are we talking about all the minutes in their entirety, or the MDDA minutes, or the ICASA minutes? I'm sorry, I'm not sure if I'm sitting in a subcommittee or a full committee. Thank you, Chair. Just clarity, if you can indulge me.
All right. Now, thanks, Honourable Mackenzie. As you said, based on the notice, we'll deal with the portfolio, then those that will sit in the subcommittee of MDDA will then proceed in the next round.
Thank you for that clarity, Chair. I would support your suggestion. If I can perhaps suggest that you just say we deal with the minutes of the 7th of May, are there any points there? No, and then we move on to the next one. Is that what you're proposing?
Yeah, that's what I'm proposing. So in case there are, we'll then allow to make the submission to Secretariat, especially the grammatical one. But more importantly is whether, in terms of the content of the minutes, they are a reflection. True reflection of what we would have discussed. So in that way, we'll be able to afford members to also join other activities of the day, but would have had formally out of 10 minutes. Yeah. Honourable Member, were you speaking? Or Honourable Mackenzie?
Thank you, Chair. I am comfortable with that approach. If we could just not rush it as we move through, because I would have to now open up each minute and just have a look at, you know, to differentiate between grammar and content. But thank you. I would support that proposal. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Kubeka?
Thank you, Chair. I was supporting the manner in which we are presenting to say we rather go with those minutes on their heads, and then somebody who's having maybe a concern on the grammatical error or whatsoever, he will raise a chair.
Okay. Now, thank you, Honourable Kubeka. So the motion is seconded. Will now Honourable Members get to the actual minutes. As suggested, I will indeed try to ensure that we are on the same minutes, because they may also not be appearing in the order in terms of how you receive them. If we then agree, Honourable Members, I will now go to the first set of minutes. And I just want to be sure that you all have that. That's the minutes of the 3rd December 2019. I just check if there are members who want to comment. I do have some corrections to make, so that's going to be recorded as such. So I'll submit it to administration that's more related to grammar as it were. Can I just get any other member, if there are no corrections to make, at least have a mover and a seconder for the 3rd of December 2019?
Chair?
Yes, Honourable Kubeka.
I'll move on the for the adoption, Chair, of these minutes that are presented. I think it's a true reflection of the minutes that we have discussed on all the matters, Chair. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Honourable Mackenzie, I saw your hand was...
Chair, thank you.
So I take it that you agree to the minutes in that score. Honourable Mackenzie, because I saw you raising your hand while the Honourable Kubeka was. So you are fine with the minutes.
Sorry,
because I just want the formal section. Yes.
Chair, you're fishing for a second. I'm not going to second yet. I'm still trying to navigate my way around.
I think somebody wants to speak.
Thank you.
Am I?
Yes, Chair.
Yes. Okay, that's the Honorable Tuzi.
Yes, I just joined Tepperson and I just need 1 second to pull up the 3rd of December minutes because I don't recall which minutes. There are several of them in which I am indicated as having been absent in the interview. I'm not sure if that's in the interviews for ICASA. I'm not sure if that's what you're dealing with already, but my apologies. I just want to check because I was present in all those interviews.
Yes, Honorable Ndlozi, what we are dealing with is the one of the 3rd of December. There would have been a presentation there by USASA. There would have been...
No, that's fine. You can pass me on that. I thought it's relating to the ICASA interview.
No.
All right. Thanks for that, yeah.
That's where we are now. It's the December one, right? Can I just get a second formally so that we pass 10 minutes? Honorable Kubeka has moved. Can we get a second for adoption of minutes? Okay, Honorable Faku, seconds. Can we then move to the minutes of the 4th of February? Again, there it will just be a matter of corrections on my side, which I will also submit. But may I just check with honorable members if there are any matters to raise there? If not, can I get also a mover and a seconder for the 4th of February?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Faku, seconded? Seconded? For record.
Seconding, Chair. Gumbu.
Mr. Gumbu. Seconds. Minutes of the 18th of February. Again, except for the grammatical matters there, may I just check if there are other members who may want to raise any matter? In the absence of that, can we also have again a formal mover and seconder?
Sorry, Chair. Can I just make an observation?
Yes, Honorable McKenzie. Sorry.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry, let me just pull it up. I wasn't at the meeting. I'd been shot. I'm still recovering from that gunshot. But I noticed on representation attendance under Ministry Department and SOEs, there's a Miss S. Kembe, who's organization deputy minister. I would imagine the organization would be the presidency, and then her designation would be something else. And the same applies to Mr. Nkuna. It looks like the columns have been switched around.
Yes, Honorable McKenzie.
What's saying on page one?
Yes, Honorable McKenzie.
Yes.
As we agreed on that principle, grammatical errors we can correct. All we need is to at least record that you have issues on a particular page, which we'll be able to submit. I agree with you, Ms. T. Sway. will be deputy minister in the presidency. Right. But all I was saying was that, as agreed, we'll at least put it on record that there were corrections to be made there. And we'll make the corrections, and the final set of minutes which you have approved will then be circulated for members, so we still have a chance to aid the transmission.
Thank you.
Pardon, Chairperson?
Yes, Tembi Ngosi.
My apologies, Chairperson. I've just received a request from Broadcast Services that they're requesting members that when they're speaking, they switch on the camera. They are, I think the meeting is live on YouTube. Sir.
All right. No, thanks. I think that members at least have now come to this point of understanding this part, that those who speak would be the ones who switch on the camera and then speak unless there are problems of connectivity like it's usually the case, but would still want to hear members. So if we agree, so we would have dealt with those minutes. So that I have put them in a particular order, and I just want to check if I didn't jump honorable member. I think there would be the 11th of February minutes, which are more in order in any way. And then we dealt with the 18th. Right. Can we get to the next set of minutes? Honorable McKenzie, as I said, I've noted the point you've raised. I'm saying even if you were not in the meeting, it is not about conducting the content of the meeting, but it's merely the grammatical issues that need to be addressed.
Chairperson, yes. You skipped 11th of February. Mm.
Yes, that's why I was saying that I'm going back there, that I see that the 11th would have been skipped. 11th February minutes, so that it's because I don't have a line there, it says in order. 11th February minutes. May I just check if members have got any issue there? And if not, can we just for formality do the same, the mover and the seconder, so that we can move quickly? We have 1 minute. I table them for consideration.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Honorable Kubega.
Honorable Kubega. Switch on the camera.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Yes, Chair. I'm moved for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of that day, Chairperson. Thank you.
So there's a mover. Can I get a seconder?
Seconding, Chair.
And we'll have 2 seconds. Then that takes us out of that one. I'm trying to check if my list follows properly. I don't have anything on February. I have the minutes of the 3rd of March. Is that correct, Tiajira?
That's correct, Chair.
Okay. So at the minute of the 3rd of March, again, it will be grammatical errors like Mr. Majuzi instead of Ms. Majuzi and so on. We can make those submissions. May I just check, members, if you have got any minute you want to record on those minutes? And if not, can we also proceed on the same basis, mover and seconder?
I move for the adoption of the minutes, Chairperson.
Honorable Kumbu has moved. Seconder?
Chairperson,
Can I get a second?
Second, Chair.
Honorable Faku, second. Can we then move to the minutes of the 10th of March? Again, it would be on the grammatical errors. This is the meeting where the sporting rights would have been presented. Maybe the only thing we may need to be assisted on, legally speaking, would be that because it was a joint meeting, we approve the minutes on our side, circulate with the other committee on sports, arts and culture, or what then happens. May I just check on that, because I don't know how joint meetings would have been handled before. That was asked.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, the standard is that we adopt them here, and then we'll then transmit them to the Portfolio Committee on Sports, Arts and Culture for adoption as well. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. So I present the minutes for your consideration, Honourable Members. I get the mover and seconder then.
I move, Chair.
Honorable Faku moves. And may I get the seconder?
Honorable Kubega is seconding Honorable Faku.
Honorable Kubega seconds. That takes us to the next set of minutes. You'll assist outside the Ajira. Mine says 8 May minutes. Okay, if that's correct, again there it is just a few grammatical So you remember that relates to the COVID now, the presentations from Isaias, that's all. May I then check if members have got any matter to raise? As I said, there are some corrections to make there grammatically, and that could still be forwarded. May I just check, members, if there's anything? Otherwise, I would need a mover and seconder. Can you get a mover? Honorable McKenzie, you are muted. Okay. Honorable McKenzie moves. Can I get a seconder? Can I get a seconder for record?
Kumbu seconds, sir.
Honorable Kumbu seconds. My list says 12 May minutes. That's correct, Ajira?
Correct, Chair.
All right. That's what we would need to look at now, 12 May minutes. Few grammatical corrections there. May I then check if there are other members who would want to record that they would want to forward those. If not, can I get a mover and seconder?
I'm happy to move again, Chair.
Honorable McKenzie moves. Can I get a seconder?
Honorable Kubeka is seconding.
Honorable Kubeka seconds. The 14th of May.
14th.
Also there, just to record again grammatical errors that may need to be corrected. May I then check if there are other members who want to record that they would be making submission corrections? In the absence of that, may I also have again a mover and seconder for formal adoption of the minutes.
I move, Chair.
Honorable Faku moves. Can I get a seconder?
I'll second, Chair.
Honorable McKenzie seconds. And if mine is correct, then we'll have the 15th of May. Is that correct, Chair? That's when we had CETA and USASA presented for us. Again, there, grammatical was that to submit on. May I just check, honorable members, if you also have submissions to make for corrections on the 15th of May? In the absence of that, can I again have formal mover for adoption and a seconder?
I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Gumbu. Honorable Gumbu moves for adoption. Can I get a seconder?
Honorable Faku supports, Chair.
Honorable Faku seconds. On the 16th of May, is that correct, Ajura?
Correct, Chairperson.
16th of May, I think one correction on myself right there. May I then check if members would want to record anything on the 16th of May? Minutes. In the absence of that, may I again have a formal mover and seconder for adoption of the minutes?
I move for the adoption, Chair.
Honorable Faku moves. Honorable Becker, I see one second. Yes.
Honorable Becker, second, Chair.
Thank you. Minutes of the 19th of May, 2020. Is that correct, Ajira?
Correct, Chairperson.
Yes, honorable members. I present the minutes for consideration. Of course, a few grammatical corrections to make there. Honorable McKenzie, unmute.
Thank you, Chair. Just on page three, the opening and welcome. The Chairperson welcomed the Acting Minister and the Deputy Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies. But her presence is not, sorry, Chair, withdraw. Sorry.
Right. Okay, Honorable McKenzie, may I then get a mover and seconder?
Thank you, Chair. Honorable Faku, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Sorry, Chair.
Honorable McKenzie.
I beg your pardon, Chair. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit confused. Just before we move ahead, on page four recommendations, it says the committee deliberated on the annual performance plans and strategic plans of ICASA. That's under recommendations. Surely that should be the SABC, and is that a recommendation? And if you also look at the numbering, so you've got committee deliberation, and then you've got four recommendations. So on page three, you've got committee deliberation, and then on page four, you've got recommendations. And they talk about ICASA instead of the SABC.
Okay. So that's the correction to make. Let me just check, because I have like connection problems here. I have my notes on the side. You are dealing with the minutes of the 19th.
Yes. Yes, sir.
May 2020.
Yes.
And you're saying you are raising a point under four, committee deliberation.
Yes, that's yes, and starts on page three, and then the numbering on going to recommendations, that should be five.
And it says, I've also noted it.
And then it says the committee deliberated on the annual performance plans and strategic plans of ICASA. I think that, you know, firstly, it's a deliberation, it's not a recommendation, and I would imagine that would be the SABC and not ICASA. Chair, I'm going to invite you to my home, and we can practice safe spacing. Get you out of the West Rand. Your connection is bad, Chair. Chair, I'm not sure if it's just me, but there seems to be a lot of latency on your connection. There we are.
Like, if you hear me, yes, me now, Honorable McKenzie.
Yes, I can hear you perfectly now, Chair.
Okay, yeah, if you can also, because I couldn't hear you.
Thank you. Other than those, you know, those corrections, under four, the committee, I'll start again. The committee deliberated on the annual performance plan and strategic plans of ICASA. That's not a recommendation. So that should be out of there and perhaps put up into, you know, it just shouldn't be there at all. I actually think it's a cut and paste error. So it would just be a formal report would be under the recommendation. If you can hear me, Chair?
I can hear you, Honorable McKenzie.
Do you see what I'm talking about? Thank you.
Yeah, as I said, I've noted those matters that we need us to correct properly. We'll do so. But I know that there was already a mover. And may I just check the seconder?
I'm happy to second with those changes, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable McKenzie would second. I must say, Honorable Members, I do have some connection issues here. I just hope we can still proceed. I'll try to keep the camera on, but if it does give me problems, I'm sure it will be understood. That it's for progress sake. If I'm not mistaken now, Hajira, you'll clarify, we are on the minutes of the 26th
of May, Chair.
Yes, 26th of May. May I just check if there are any matters that would not remember? Yes,
Thursday, 21 May.
Did I jump there? I don't have 21st May. Come here.
Okay, those minutes is when the committee considered and adopted the report. Recommending candidates for appointment in the MTTA board. We had a subcommittee and a full committee, but Chairperson, as we proceed, I'll just try and share them with members so that maybe later we can then look at them. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yeah, I've tried to look at that. I don't have it on mine. I've seen the adoption in other minutes for the MTTA one.
Chair, can I assist?
Yes, Honorable McKenzie.
I see there's a set of minutes on that date for the MDDA that came as part of the MDDA pack. Perhaps it's those minutes that Tim Mikosi is referring to.
Yes, Honorable McKenzie. I think, as he says, you'll probably share, because I'm trying to look at the minutes I've received. And I'm starting to get that. But... because these were sent by Hajira, that's why I'm verifying if we are looking at the same minutes.
Yes, we are having those minutes indeed. That's where we were adopting all the candidates, or when we were shortlisting those candidates of MTTA.
only. And that is the
21st May. It was on Thursday.
Okay. All I'm raising, Honorable Kubeka, is that from the set I have,
okay.
I was trying to get it, but I see the one of the 20th.
Okay, it's the 21st to this one. Straight and forward, it was when we were approving the those 10 names. It's 20.
20
names.
20
names.
That's the shortest.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that I saw it in the other minutes also appearing. No, it's fine. It's unless there are questions members have there, so that I don't delay the meeting. I'll still get it shared to me.
Okay,
but
yeah,
because members do have and they have gone through the minutes. May I just check if there's any matter? If not, formally move for adoption of those minutes.
I'll be the one who's moving, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Kubeka moves. Can I get a seconder?
Chair, I'm happy to second the 26th of May. Thank you.
No, we're still on the 21st.
I'll second that.
Okay, that's fine. Seconded. May I then check the 26th?
I'm sorry, Chairperson, just with one correction, please.
Yes.
For the minutes of the 21st of May, you've got Honourable Van Damme in attendance. Are you sure that wasn't me? No, sorry, Chairperson, it was Honourable Van Damme. I can't second those. I wasn't at that meeting. She stood in from Shanks.
So, Chairperson, can I ask it?
Yes.
On the minute of the 21st, Chairperson, I think Mr. McKenzie, I'm not sure if you would remember, we had two meetings. We started with the subcommittee, where the subcommittee agreed on the 20 names, then it presented them to the committee, and that meeting started at 1955, and. On my list, both Ms. Van Damme and Mr. McKenzie were present.
Yes.
Because it was then a full committee meeting.
Now, if it adopted the MDDA, Honorable McKenzie, I still remember the reference, would have been he represented well.
Honorable Van Damme, yes.
But all I'm saying is that the reason I was not making reference to them was because I do not have that copy. I've tried to look for it. But members have gone through it. It's a meeting of members. And they are satisfied with it. So Honorable McKenzie would have seconded and made a point of gender corruption is now here. On the 26th, because I want us to formalize this, 20th May? Yeah, there again is just one correction that one noted. I just check if members would have any corrections to make.
May.
I just check if there's a mover for adoption of minutes and a seconder. Honorable McKenzie moves. Can I get a seconder?
I second, Chair.
Seconded, so the minutes are adopted.
Yes, Chair.
May I then just check again that the ones on my list that followed the 19th of June.
That's correct, Chair.
Right. 19th of June. Even there are some corrections. Otherwise, when it's fine with the minutes. May I just check, Honorable McKenzie?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. On page 3, at the beginning, Mr. Sutherland, I see throughout the document we call Professor Sutherland or Dr. Sutherland, Mr. Sutherland, so perhaps we could correct his title. The first bullet point under presentation on introduction to spectrum, the first bullet point says Marconi. That doesn't mean anything. That's just a name. Can I suggest that we replace that with a brief description and history of spectrum? Because I think that, you know, that covers Marconi's involvement in, you know, in discovering the spectrum and that sort of thing. But Marconi means nothing. So I think he opened his presentation with a history and description of what spectrum is. So perhaps we could change that bullet point to reflect that.
Yeah, honourable members, as I said, you can make that submission, honourable McKenzie. That can change the content, I think, just and which is what is the understanding from that seminar.
Thank you, Chair. I have some other points. On page 4, under deliberations, point 1. On the second, the performance, are you with me, Chair? Can I continue?
Yes, Honourable McKenzie, I'm with you. It's just that my point here is to just go back to what we have agreed upon.
You know, I am, Chair. This is yes. Quite an important point.
Yes. No, this is the point I'm trying to make, is that what we have agreed upon is to record that you have corrections to make, which will then be able to get submission from you on all the points you are submitting. But whether the content is reflecting the true reflection of the meeting or not, it's what we are dealing with in the approval or adoption of the minutes. Now, I'm writing that because, as I said, when I recorded, for example, that on this one, there are corrections one would want to make, it will probably be different paragraphs, which may take the meeting longer. But what is important is to place it on record that we had agreed that you'll make corrections on these minutes so that those are submitted as such. And as I said, then the corrected version of the minutes will then be circulated again to our members. Will that assist going forward?
Thank you, sir. I hear you, and I am very sympathetic to that position. The problem is we can't approve if there are matters of substance in the minutes that are incorrect. I don't think we can approve or second. We actually have to stand these minutes over there until they're corrected before we table them before the committee again, as far as process goes. It's not many things, but they are quite important. And I've got two or three points, Chair. And,
McKenzie, if we agree on that, those corrections are related to grammatical or whatever, but if they affect content, that's where you can speak on that.
Thank you. These are factual.
Yes. So that's yeah. Okay.
Thank you. On page 4, under point 5, deliberations, we say the performance of South Africa on the international stage was limited, and South Africa had not ratified or signed many treaties, with the exception of the Budapest Convention and the African Union Convention. That is not true. There were only two treaties, one of which hadn't been signed and the other one hadn't been ratified. So, you know, this point implies that there are a whole lot of treaties that we never signed or ratified that we should have done as a country, and that's not true. So can I suggest that we replace reading as follows, as long as Tim Minkosi is with me, on the international stage was limited and South Africa had not signed one treaty and ratified another. And then just leave it at that.
Have you been able to capture that, Secretariat?
Captured it, Chairperson. Can Mr. McKenzie just point out the number for us? Mr. McKenzie, just point out the number again.
Page 4, number 5, deliberations, the first bullet point.
Have you captured that?
My page 4, number 5, says that the intervention made by the regulator was inadequate to ensure that there was effective competition in the market. Are we on the same page, Mr. McKenzie?
We are on the same page, yes, but go up to point 1. So, sorry, it's section 5, point 1. The performance of South Africa on the international stage...
Okay. Yes, Honorable McKenzie, and other matter on content.
Thank you, yes, please. Under point 5, which is where you were earlier, Ajira, can I suggest, instead of saying wasn't effective at promoting competition, can I suggest that we change that to read, because that doesn't reflect my recollection, that interventions made by the regulator were relatively ineffective in ensuring greater competition in the market. That point, if you leave it as it is, implies that everything the regulator did was ineffective, which isn't true. It wasn't that effective at promoting greater competition. The competition exists, it just wasn't that effective. So if we could just change that, Ajira, if you're following me, that interventions made by the regulator were relatively ineffective in ensuring greater competition in the market.
And we remove was inadequate to ensure, we remove the rest of the regulator. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. Then if I can go to section 7, or point 7 on page 5, number 4, just indicate when you're ready with me, Hajera.
I'm ready, Ms. McKenzie.
That starts off that in Japan, a very sophisticated 5G network was built. And this is where I'm going to change it to what he said. Was built by a Japanese manufacturer of 5G infrastructure, and this model was worth considering for the SA case. Because that's what Professor Sutherland said. He said, I think we were discussing the various suppliers in the world of 5G infrastructure, and he said that a Japanese company, I think we were talking about Huawei, he said a Japanese manufacturer had actually manufactured a 5G network.
Can you just repeat that one part?
Sure. So the section starts that in Japan, comma, a very sophisticated 5G network was built and then insert by a Japanese manufacturer of 5G infrastructure. And this model was worth considering, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you, Ajira, and thank you, Chair. I'm done on that. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chair, for your indulgence.
Thank you, Honorable McKenzie, with those corrections that have been made. Can I then get a mover and a seconder for the adoption of minutes? Honorable McKenzie, please. Can I get a seconder so that we pass these minutes of the 19th? May I get a second?
Sleep. Talk too much.
May I get a second for the minutes? Formally.
A second, Chair.
Honorable Kumbu, seconds. That takes us to the 24th of June. Am I correct, Ajira?
Are we on the 23rd now, Chair?
23rd of June.
Okay.
Got them now. All right. On the 23rd of June? Are we on there?
Yeah.
Yes, I have corrections, yes, there, but may I just check other members? Honorable McKenzie.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 4, bullet point 12, X11. Are you with me, Hajira?
I'm there.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. That the major risk associated with WOAN is its viability in terms of minimum capacity to take off. No. So if you can take out after capacity, take out to take off and insert for spectrum take off, because it, you know, to take off. Are you with me, Hajira? So replace two take
off. Mr. McKenzie, I got it.
For spectrum take off. Thank you. And then moving on to page 5. Chairperson, I remember this quite clearly. I raised 2 points, and this is where I'm going to ask for your support. I raised 2 points under the provision of IDTVs that haven't been included in the minutes. I would ask that they are. I'm not sure. Yeah. So after point C, I would like to insert point D, that the committee questioned the timeline of the rollout of IDTVs and whether these would be in time for this year's matriculants and their exam. That was the one point. And my second point was the committee raised the question of the necessity of a TV license for each set, and how indigent households could afford this cost. Would you agree with the insertion of those 2 points, Chairperson?
You are talking to deliberations, right?
Committee deliberations on page 5, point under 50XD.
Okay, I see Honorable Kubeka, you wanted to speak. Honorable Kubeka, did you want to speak or you? No, I saw you switching your camera and mic on, so I just thought you wanted to speak before I respond to it.
Can you respond, Chair?
Right. No, thanks. Honorable McKenzie, that's why I wanted to know whether it was deliberations or recommendations. Because in the deliberations, yes, that would have been there. I agree with you, because it was a matter of but of course, with the responses, that's what changed the recommendation. Remember, there was. Please mute your mic, Honorable Kubeka. Then there was an explanation that this is more of the TTT complementary project going forward. But for the point of deliberations, it has to be captured because the matter was raised. So I agree with you. For as long as we make that distinction.
Thank you.
Yes, you can proceed.
Thank you, Chair. Hajira, did you capture those 2 points?
So, Mr. McKenzie, I'm just going to read it. Do you say that the committee questioned the timeline for the rollout of IDTVs and whether this would be in time for?
For this year's matriculants and their exams.
About that one. And then E would be a necessity of a TV license for each set, and how indigents could afford these costs?
Indigent households could afford this cost, yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Can I add something?
Yes, Honorable Fagu. Let me check if it's me.
That was part of the meeting. The way that I understood the cost causation. Oh, can you hear me, Chair?
Yeah, you are better now. Yes.
Thank you, Chair. I was part of that meeting. I don't know if I'm the summary is correct. One of the recommendations that we've made is that all beneficiaries of the ITTV must pay TV license.
Honorable Faku. I think you're correct. You are correct. That's why I was trying to make the distinction that in the deliberations, yes, those points were made, but in the actual recommendation after there's been clarity, these matters would have been raised like you are raising them. So we just need to be sure it's captured also as such, which the department said they would come back because the cost needed to look at whether there is this thing included or not, because the costs were determined more from National Treasury, if my memory still serves me well, in terms of that discussion. And Honorable McKenzie, you are also fine with it that it's in the deliberations, but the actual recommendation of the committee could have been something different. You are fine, Honorable Fak. You are still there together.
Yes, Chair.
Yes. If you are done, Honorable McKenzie, can I try to get a mover and a seconder, taking into account these corrections, especially on the content that would have been made?
I'm happy to move, Chair.
That's Honorable McKenzie. Can I then get a seconder?
Seconded, Chair. Yeah.
Honorable Faku seconds. That would have been the 23rd. We now move to the 24th.
24th June, Chair.
Yes, 24th of June. Yes, there are corrections to be made there. I'll forward mine. May I just check if members would want to record anything at this point on the minutes of the 24th, so. If not, can I then have a mover and a seconder formally so that we pass them? I get a mover and a seconder for the 24th of June.
Honorable Chair, I move.
That's Honorable Ntembo.
Yes, Honorable Chair, thank you.
All right, thank you, Honorable Ntembo moves. May I get a seconder? Honorable McKenzie seconds, even though your mic is muted, but I can see you are raising your head and speaking. So it's seconded. We will then move to the next set of minutes. Just want to be sure I'm on the
7th July. July.
The one on the 7th of July, may I just check if there are any matters that members would want to raise? I noted just about two or three corrections to be made. Any takers? Honorable members? If not, may I get also a formal mover for adoption and a seconder?
I'll move, Chair.
Honorable McKenzie moves. Can I get a seconder, honorable members?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Kubota seconds. Thank you. Then that takes to 8 July, is that correct, Ajira?
Correct, Chairperson.
Okay, on the 8th of July, again, as I said, few grammatical corrections to make there. May I check if members have got any matter to raise at this point for record? If not, can I also again have a formal mover and a second for the adoption of the bill? Of the 8th of July.
8th of July.
Yes.
I move for the adoption of
the Honorable Polikombo moves for adoption. May I get a seconder?
Honorable Kubeka, second.
Honorable Kubeka, second. We now move to the 14th of July. Minutes of committee meeting held on the
14th
of July. Right, a few corrections there to make, but the other relates to content that we may just need to rework there on the first paragraph, where it talks about the consideration of the letters that the committee considered a letter dated 7 July from the National Assembly as a referral, and three letters. 13 July and again on the 13th of July from the minister as part of the referral to the committee, then you can have the other line there, because it makes it as though the three letters include the referral letter of the speaker, but in fact we do have three letters from the minister herself with those dates. Yes, on the 13th, you have two letters from the minister, which we also engaged collectively as part of the referral. So that's something we may need to rework so that it comes out clear. Otherwise, in the way it's written, it's like of what really happened. Otherwise, as I said, others will just be the grammatical corrections to make. That's when we consider the letters in relation to the appointment of the CAF, the responses of the minister. May I then check if there are other members who want to raise any matter? Otherwise, we get just a mover for in second. Honorable Faku Moos, is that that there's a committee to your mic is on, so it's what to me a bit. I thought the member wanted to speak. Honorable Mackenzie, I surrender.
Thank you, Chair. I'm very proud to second these minutes as an example of how effective committee parliamentary oversight over the executive is. I'm very proud to second these minutes. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Mackenzie. The minutes are seconded. That's the minutes of the 14th of July. Adjura, mine says 21st July.
21st, correct, Chairperson?
Yes, Honourable Members, that's the one. For the 21st of July, of course, there are just a few corrections there that one has noted. May I just check again, Honorable Members, if there are those members who want to make any further corrections? May I just check on that? If not, may I get also a mover for adoption of the minutes and the seconder? Honorable Members, may I get the mover and seconder?
Chair, I'll move for you.
Honorable Mackenzie moves. Can I get a seconder? That's the first day of the 2 days for SABC-related matters. May I get a second?
Honorable Kubeka seconded.
Honorable Kubeka seconds.
For the first day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we then, Hajira, if you can also just help just to be sure that we are on the same page now.
The minutes for the 22nd of July was set with morning chairperson. There was an error yesterday, so we discard that one. We take the latest one sent this morning. Minutes 22nd July.
Yeah, honorable members, I think with regard to this set of minutes, because of the changes that would have happened today, I will take it a bit slow so that you can be able to point out everything I want to point out. And not because I didn't sleep, I worked on books as I received this morning. So I would want to make sure that we've not lost anything there. May I just... Yes, Honorable Fanda.
Sorry, Chair. If we could just go back to the 21st. If you don't mind. I would like it to be on record that we expressed our disappointment that the SABC was not allowed to present. I think that is very important, and I would like that to reflect in the record.
Okay, so you think the way it's put is objecting is not covered.
Exactly. It was presented like there was unanimously there, and there wasn't.
No. Honorable Pandami, unless we are not looking at the same, I thought it's recorded as such towards the end. But can I just check? There's no harm because that's a true reflection.
Oh, okay. I apologize. I see that end. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine because the minutes have already been moved and adopted as true reflection. But I also didn't that we are like rushing them because there's anything to hide. There's nothing to hide. The discussions are open. It's recorded. So
thank you.
Can we then move to the next minutes, the 22nd? As I said, honorable members, I do understand that even yourself having got changes this morning. I will take it a bit slow on this one, just to check if members have got any matters to raise on those minutes where we were listening to external to the stakeholders in the SABC. Anything else on the minutes? So if not, may I then get again a formal mover for adoption and seconder? Mover for adoption and seconder, so that we formalize, honorable members. May I get a mover and a seconder?
I move for adoption, Chairperson.
Honorable Fagu moves for adoption of the minutes. Can I get a seconder so that we are off this minute? May I get a seconder?
Chair.
Honorable Kubeka.
I'm worried because, man, I don't have this set that they are saying they have sent this morning. That is why I'm a little bit skeptic to say anything. I don't know what can assist me
in that last set of the minutes, Chair. I don't have it.
So, Honorable Kubeka,
if Ajira can send me also
to receive those, so if you can then send. But as I said, probably there'll be few changes from what one has received. That's why I was going slow, because members may have also expressed the same, that you work on something, then something changes. But I want to be guided by yourselves. There's a mover. I think we can just put a rider in the same way we did with others. If there are matters to be raised, let's raise them. If they are of content in nature, maybe let's agree that we'll then have to put that back to the committee. Will that help members? I'm saying if the changes that you propose are affecting the content, we'll then have to bring in them back, but if they are grammatical, having made comparison of what we already received on the same minutes, then we can proceed along those lines. Will that make members at least comfortable in terms of what they are asking? Will that be fine? So if that is fine, can I then get just formally a seconder? Of course, with the rider that I've put, so that it's understood when we bring them back, that it will be because content is affected by changes numbers.
Thank you, Chair. I will second on that. Thank
you. That is seconded, Honorable McKenzie. So in that score, would have dealt with those minutes. Ajira, may I just check in relation to this first set of minutes, whether I'm leaving any?
That's the last, Chair, and I've also sent the minutes to the WhatsApp group, and I'm sending it now to Ms. Kubeka again.
Okay. All right, no, thanks for that. Which then takes us to the next item.